Rory Gallagher, disappointing day defeat here in the quarter final. Just wasn't Donegal's day here tonight.
No, disappointing, Oisín, for sure. You know, it's always very difficult to lose, and particularly to lose a big game. But the prize of an All-Ireland semi-final, but listen, we were well beaten by a better team.
Yeah, and the goals came at times in the game, which was a blow to Donegal right before half-time when you were really getting back into it. There was only a point in it with a minute to go to the break.
Yeah, listen, look, you know, when Michael tapped the free over, you know, we were a point down, and you know, to be fair, you know we'd started to play you know, a wee bit better the last 7 or 8 minutes. You know, we had a wee bit of control of the game, but would have been happy with it. It was ding dong. It was wasn't a lot in it, but okay, you know, Shea's goal was big. But even at that, you know, you have a chance to recover then. And the reality is the second goal, I think it was a wee bit fortunate. I think he was going for a point, but
you started well. You started brightly in the second half, and you needed to do that. Like, and it was just
We did. You know, we were Jesus. You know, there was a lot of fight and a lot of heart left in us. And you know, the second goal, you know, Lee Keegan was shooting for a point and it dropped in the net, and give them the wee cushion, and we didn't luckily pull it back.
Yeah. It's very hard to pick yourself up after that, isn't it?
Listen, it is. You know, they're setbacks, but you've got to credit to Mayo. They kind of sat back a wee bit and they made sure they weren't going to concede a soft goal and left it difficult.
Yep. Mayo obviously have lethal forwards, and it was a blow too when Neil went off.
Yeah, losing Neil was huge, you know, so it was. Listen, hopefully he'd be okay, you know.
Yeah. And you mentioned before this game as well that the middle of the park was going to be key, and they seemed to get all the breaks in there, and they surrounded a lot of the Donegal men and they came away, but they dominated, in fairness, that part of the
park.
They
did, you know. We knew Nugent are very strong in it, you know, and look, they played to their strengths, you know, and they dominated the middle of the park, and it left us, you know, clutching the straws a wee bit.
What was the feeling like this week and under this game, Roy?
Feeling was great, you know. Listen, you win last week and you move on, you know, and we're really looking forward to it, where there's no doubt about that, but you know, right up to half time, we were well in the game.
Yeah, it's been a tough championship campaign for Donegal.
There's no doubt. Listen, tough championship, you know, and long, hard road in front of you in Ulster, and particularly the nature of the draw, it left it difficult. Yeah. But we came up short.
Yeah, well, we have time now to reflect back on that. Do you think that road was a factor in this? Do you think?
We know all year the road's very difficult. Yeah. You know, we'd love to land in Croke Park and Bank Holiday again with a softer draw, and you know, we knocks and bruises. You're kind of managing game to game.
And now you're going to have to get back on the road next year. I know you're going to contemplate what the championship and review it, but the group will get back together, and there's always another year, I suppose, Roy.
We're not looking forward to it at this point in time, you know. We're just kind of, we'll lick our wounds today and tomorrow and maybe the next week or two, you know.
Michael, defeating the All-Ireland quarter-final at the hands of Mayo, it's a disappointing day for Donegal.
We didn't plan that to happen coming down here. But I came here, that's what happened. It was the goal before half time was a sucker punch. I thought we were playing rightly up until that, you know, we're motoring along okay. We're really, really looking forward to the fest. Things are going okay, but goal this side of half time really, you know, knocked the stuffing out of us, and credit to Mayo, they pushed on.
Yeah, because you were 3 points down and you brought it back to a point, and that would have been an ideal place going in at half time, Michael.
That's it, you know, whatever wee bit of wonder was out there, you know, we were battling on. I thought defensively, you know, we were doing okay. Mayo had over a couple of very, very good scores, but you know, just again, I say the timing of the goal, you know, it was a bit of a bugger, you know. It really turned the game, you know. Four point swing going on at half time was a big lead, and then I suppose them to kick on, you know, we chipped back at the start of the second half, but they got the other goal, and you know, they kept plugging on. They were controlling the game then after that, and we had to really try and push out and push men on and try and get scores at the other end. And when you do that, you suppose against teams of the quality there, they're always going to pick you off in the break, and that's the way it turned out in the second half.
A couple of years ago, Mayo dominated the middle of the field, and they picked up all the breaks for most of the game around there today, Michael.
Yeah, come here, I suppose it was a section, but I do believe, I suppose, that with the way that things panned out, you know, that we were in the game, you know, in the first half. But you know, credit Mayo was, you know, they kept battling on. They got the couple of quality scores. They've quality players all over the pitch to do harm, and I suppose they did that. And good luck to them.
Was the hard road that Donegal took through the Ulster Championship and then an extra game with the qualifier, how big a factor do you think was that today, Michael?
No, there's no factor at all. As I say, that's the way that the thing panned out. You know, you can make what you want about provincial championships, things like that there. We value the Ulster Championship as an extremely valuable competition. It's one that we've enjoyed success in over the last couple of years. It's one we've enjoyed, you know, unsuccessful years in with a couple of final defeats. But, you know, It's still there to be challenged. We're going to go back and challenge for it again next year without a shadow of a doubt, and it's one that we value. And as I say, whatever road it may take to get over the line, you're going to always take it. And as I say, we came up short this year in the Ulster final, we came up short this year in All-Ireland quarter final. back to the drawing board, and as I say, keep battling on and keep flag flying.
Eamon McGee, here we are in the aftermath of the defeat at the hands of Mayo, out of the championship at the quarter final stage, and defeat, disappointing day.
Yeah, just another one of them disappointing days. You know, it's just from an overall team perspective, it's just very, never got up to the level. Very disappointing. You know, I think everybody will agree that we didn't do ourselves any justice out there, but. It's just extreme disappointment. That's the only major thing to come out of that there.
Yeah, and the goals came for Mayo. There were real sucker punches for you, because just before half time and then again after the second half, because that first one you were starting to get back into the game.
Yeah, we'd have been happy to go on at half time, just a point behind, and then unfortunately got up. And fairness to Neil, you know, he didn't give Aidan O'Shea much up to that, and just Aidan got the ball and in a dangerous enough location and managed to put it away. He's a top player, so Lee Keegan got up then the second half and put the ball in, and kind of that was it.
He was a bit lucky with it, so he was.
It doesn't matter. Yeah. The ball still went in, you know, and it was just that's the way it goes. Like we shouldn't have given that opportunity to get in for that shot, you know.
Yeah. These guys in Mayo, when they went through two games to get to this stage, this was your sixth game, and you just came through a very, very tough Ulster campaign. Do you think that run of matches and then the qualifying game against Galway probably had a factor in it all, do you think, Eamon?
Listen, we felt good enough coming into it. We were trained well, and you know, I think anybody who come to the stage now or something has to be done in the overall scheme of the championship, and anybody that's kind of defending it is kind of just afraid of change. And for the sake of supporters, for the sake of players, like, we can't go on like two games and you're into a quarter final, and the likes of us kind of priming ourselves to start in May, like. But like we were happy enough coming in today, and we there's a lot of things we were tired, and we didn't feel tired at all. We trained well, and just maybe one or two lads carrying a bit of knocks, like myself and Carlo, and you know, Paddy McBrady were carrying a few knocks. So don't know.
And then when Neil then gets an injury as well, these all add up, so they all take their toll.
Yeah. When you see like Neil Gallagher and Michael Murphy would be the three kind of spiritual leaders of that team, and when you see one of them go off, like it's a big blow. Adding the fact that the two goals, so like we are in bother now, but. It's just we never got up to the levels, and it's just very, very disappointing. The way it's gone now, you know, that I would consider some of my best friends in that team, and it would be a very, very tight unit. We constant contact every day, and you know, as they say there, we'll lose together, and you know, when we do win together, it makes these times make them good moments all the better.